This is the Closet Geek episode 55 for September 25th, 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out. The podcast where four brothers.
What was that?
What?
You had an audio blip.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Try that again.
You missed where geeks.
Oh,
two words.
Okay. All right. Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out.
Yay.
The podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I'm your host, Barry, and with me, I have my just two brothers tonight, Ryan and Mike. Say hi, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
John is not with us tonight. He is working.
But he's listening.
But he's
listening.
Live. Live!
So he can chat with Barry.
Yeah, that works. So let's go to our first segment of the show, which is called this. Oh.
What?
Oh, it would help if I played it.
This week in Geek!
This is the segment where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week and things that we love and we can recommend to you. So, Mike, why don't you start us off this week?
Sure. I have a long list of things that I did this week. Most of it was TV shows, so I'll start with the anime. Watched Irregular at Magic High School. That's on episode 25. It's becoming an action show. It went from... what is that? Is that you, Barry?
I'm getting some noise. It sounds like a storm.
Yeah.
Oh,
did your conditioning just kick in?
How about now? Is that better?
Yes, it is. We're experiencing technical difficulties or technical noobishness.
Oh,
that's right.
Noobishness from the Barry.
Noobishness. There you go. Title of our episode.
Yeah, noobishness. There you go.
Noobishness.
All right.
Technical noobishness.
But,
all right. Anime.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, I was doing anime. So Regular at Magic High School. It's really turned into a hardcore action show the last few episodes. It's really interesting to see the evolution of this series go from hardcore technical explanations of everything to now it's just action. So that'll be wrapping up here shortly. Sword Art Online 2, episode 12 came out. Awesome as always, so please watch that. It's a great show. I recommend it. Free Eternal Summer, I believe episode 11 was out. Finally kind of making this was a big feels episode where some of the characters finally come to their realization of what they really want to do after high school, where they want to pursue their dreams, and so it was a breakthrough episode, very cool. This Salt Lake anime, or SLC anime, is reviewing Madoka Magica this month. I know that some of you out there have already finished it, who are listening, like John, so I'm only on episode 2, but I'm actually enjoying it. I really enjoyed episode 1, where it just seemed like almost like a slice of life at first, where it was just, this is the family life. This is, you know, the life of a regular family, and this is, it's kind of cool because the wife is actually the breadwinner in the family, and the dad's the stay-at-home dad. So the dad's wearing the apron, and the wife's in the business suit, and it's this, flip on what you would consider the atypical Western family, so I really enjoy it. And then, of course, Sailor Moon Crystals, episode 7, came out. So that was like my anime all over the weekend, because it all comes out on Saturday, so it's just like hardcore watch over the weekend. But of course, then Monday and Tuesday came, which was television! All the season stuff started. So I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was a great... interesting. Lucy Lawless, I was like, oh wow, cool introduction, new character, never mind, thanks for being a special agent for one episode, woo. Okay,
She'll be back.
Yeah.
She'll be back.
No spoilers there. Well, no, she's dead.
Oh. She'll be back.
You never know. It's a comic book world.
Everyone comes back.
Yeah,
flashbacks.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Gotham. Holy crap. 4 minutes in and I'm just like, this is so awful. You know, it's like you just immediately go out and your heart just feels for Bruce Wayne. Maybe it's our love for the character itself and that you can, you know, have that connection, but just having it graphically depicted in a way that you feel like you were part of the scene. It was filmed differently, where it wasn't so dark that you couldn't see all the details. It was there in your face. The girl who plays Selina Kyle.
Yeah.
Holy cow, her eyes. You could just, she's this teenage girl, but she has a beautiful eyes. So it's going to be interesting.
Whoa, now, calm down there, boy.
Hey.
How
no,
old is she, 12?
She's probably 12 or 13. No, I'm just saying, you know, that was.
She's 14 in the TV show.
You can definitely tell that they really, you know, the way they did her hair and the way they did her eyes and, you know, and so forth, it really made them pop. So it was definitely something you noticed. So Gotham was really enjoyable. I definitely will be watching that. Cobblepot is psycho, which is great.
which is appropriate.
Yeah. Doctor Who was awesome this weekend. You're finding out, man, I'm really immediately falling in love with the new Doctor. He is just so brutal. He's just mean. And it's fun to see him just kind of speak his mind without having to worry about what others think of him. So it's kind of cool. And then, of course, Blacklist. Just more intrigue and more awesomeness going there. So just lots of TV shows, watched all of those. And then, of course, lastly, Forever. They did kind of a two-episode start for this show, and this was the show with Ione Gruffudd, where he plays the immortal medical examiner. It's almost like, oh, goodness gracious. It reminds me of a little bit of Sherlock Holmes, because he's been around so long and he just has been around to notice details as a medical examiner, he just instinctively can spot things and deduce things. So it's kind of neat to watch him in that show. So I actually was surprised at that show. Only two episodes in, but definitely I would check it out. Hopefully it goes somewhere. Has some interesting intrigue where in the second episode you find out the first episode you find out there's another immortal out there watching him. And
ooh,
so he
with a sword.
Well, he finds out that he's not alone. he's always thought he was the only one, and he's been trying to figure out like
there can be
why
only one.
There could be only one
right?
though.
And in the second episode, you know, it's revealed that this other immortal, he's like, you're so young, you're so fresh, you know, you haven't learned to be, you know, you haven't become dejected with society, with humankind, you know, and he's like, well, you know, he's like, you've only been around for 200 years. He's like, well, how long have you been? And he's like, well, what's your name? And he's like, just call me Adam, because I've been around so long, might as well. And, you know, he's like, I've been around longer than 2,000 years. And you're like, okay. So this will be interesting. This week I actually got some game time in. So I played Final Fantasy XIV. And for those who play Final Fantasy XIV, I'm about to pick up my Forger's Axe, which is like the level 70 pickaxe for mining, gathering. But it takes forever to get this thing because you have to gather a special item, which only pops once an hour. And there's only a 30, I currently have a 33% chance to get one every try, and I need 60 of them. So I've been basically gathering those as fast as I can, so I should have that by tomorrow. Woohoo! So I'm
yay!
Axe! Yeah, so, and then of course, starting tomorrow is the International Roller Derby Division 1 playoffs in Salt Lake City.
It's also National Pancake
Day. Yeah, so Actually, I might get pancakes.
Tomorrow is?
There you go.
I believe so.
So does that mean there's like
why
free,
couldn't it be on a Saturday?
Stack at IHOP?
No, like it's different. I called IHOP and they're like, no, they're like National Pancake Day is in February. And I checked multiple sources. Some say it's tomorrow, but the IHOP National Pancake Day is in February.
Oh.
So it's like, is there two pancake days? So
is there any day that's not a pancake day?
I know,
although
man.
Admittedly,
pancakes.
If I had an option, I prefer my pancakes with abs. I like
waffles.
I like waffles.
Yeah.
I just like bacon.
Yeah, let's just go with bacon. That
go.
Sounds good.
But yeah, this weekend should be awesome. Kathy and I are going to be we're volunteering at the roller derby division playoffs, so I'll be heading up security and medical, and Kathy is actually a wrangler for the Tri-City Derby Girls, which are from Ontario, Canada. So that'll be cool. So she's kind of like their local liaison for Salt Lake. So
already.
Yeah,
cool.
Busy week with Geek.
Awesome. Ryan, what'd you do?
I have continued my run of comic books.
what are you on now?
Well, I finished the Fantastic Four and the Fantastic Four Volume 5 of Marvel Comics is in its current run. They're on issue 10 right now. And I'm not really feeling the new author, the new writer. He's all right. There's nothing bad. It's just that after Jonathan Hickman's run on the Fantastic Four, it's such a letdown because I kind of felt that the characters of the Fantastic Four were fleshed out really well with Hickman, and then this new guy comes in and he writes it with a different, like the stuff Reed Richards says doesn't kind of jive with the way I think Reed Richards should be. I don't know. So it's not bad. The story is decent. It's just that the dialogue is kind of not what I see as their character. Anyway, so I wanted more Hickman. And so I hadn't ever read the Infinity storyline that Hickman wrote. And so I'm actually halfway through the Infinity storyline, which covers basically, not basically, but it covers 52 issues all tied in. There's 6 issues of the Infinity comic itself, but it's tied into like all these others, New Avengers, X-Men, Nova, and all those kind of, so that's been really cool. I've actually really like Nova. He's like a teenager, preteen that has, you know, the power of Galaxy Protector, basically. So it's fun. It's kind of like a Shazam type of thing.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, Gotham too. I also give Gotham a thumbs up. It was really awesome. I'm familiar with the comic, so I knew immediately who the characters were. Even when I just saw them, you know, I was like, aha, that's, you know, that's going to be the Penguin. You know, that's obviously Catwoman. So it was
now,
interesting.
Now, didn't they say there was some sort of Joker sneak peek at the end of the episode? I didn't see anything. I even went back and watched it again. They said there was some sort of, you know, little thing snippet at the end of the episode for Gotham.
I didn't notice any of that.
I didn't notice it either, so I just wanted to make sure because I just saw some stuff online and I'm like, oh.
But Harvey Bullock's character, they nailed that. I think he is like, that's totally a great depiction of Harvey Bullock, so that'll be fun. And it was interesting to see Alfred Pennyworth, who's not a pansy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's military and all that
well,
stuff.
Well, yeah, it's awesome to see him, you know. He immediately takes Bruce Wayne. I mean, there's the Waynes right there on the ground, and he's just like, stiff upper lip, you know. Don't let everybody see you cry, You know, and I'm like, whoa, this guy's like hardcore. Go Alfred.
Yeah, cool. That's it for me.
That's it for you. All right, well, I finished Elantris by Brandon Sanderson, and yeah, it was fantastic. It was kind of funny because
I
worked...
keep humming? What is that noise?
Who's? Oh, that's my phone.
Stop it.
Going,
you?
Man, it's like technical, you know...
It's just,
sorry,
it's just
I'm putting it new. I'm putting it in my pocket now. I apologize. Blame our brother, John, who's... messaging me.
Oh, whatever.
I'm getting those too, you know.
Yeah, blame John.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't defend himself.
I know. But no, I kind of worked on Brandon Sanderson's novels backwards. I did a lot of his more recent books, and then I worked backwards too. Because Elantris was the very first book that he wrote, and it's the book that actually got him noticed by the Jordans to... And then they picked him up to finish the Wheel of Time series. And so, yeah, it was really good. I really liked it a lot. I recommend it for everyone to go check it out. If you enjoy a good fantasy novel, Elantris by Brandon Sanderson, very good.
So there's a Brandon Sanderson book that's free.
Yeah, the Way of Kings, which is right. The first book in the Stormlight archive. Which is gonna be his giant series. He has like 10 books planned. But yeah, right now it's still free on iTunes to buy the ebook version of it. So yeah, if you want to check out Brandon Sanderson, go to your iTunes account and download The Way of Kings. And you don't need to read any previous material to read that book. That book is also amazing. So yeah, good. Catch there, right?
I only know because I updated my iPhones and it popped up.
Yeah,
actually, I couldn't update my iPhone because I have an older iPhone and it needs like 4 gigabytes for the update.
Yeah, it needs 4.6 gigs on my 4S, and it's just
and
like
I only have like 1 gigabyte available. Like
I know, right? I had to like delete stuff, so, and I still had no room.
Yeah, so I'm using the old OS apparently.
Yeah,
I updated my iPad, but everything else. That's
yeah,
gonna be
maybe
awful.
maybe we can talk about that during tech news.
All right, go ahead. Sorry to keep interrupting you, Barry.
No, that's okay. Really, I haven't done a lot, but I've had the opportunity to do a lot of interviews of Kickstarters this week and the previous week for the little segment I do, Sweet Kicks with Bricks. And I interviewed a couple of video game producers. They're all independent pretty much, and they're really cool. I posted that on our Facebook page. Some of the interviews I did and the games that I was talking to, and they're all games that I would want to play and invest in. And so I interviewed the people that are doing Moon Hunters on Kickstarter. Also. There's a game called Eminence Xander's Tales. I interviewed them. And then most recently, Adventures of Pip, which looks like a really fun game. So, yeah, so if you're interested in backing a Kickstarter of a game, you should check those out. I've been doing a little bit of gaming, but usually it consists of playing games with my kids, either on the PlayStation or the iPad. Downloaded some free games on the PlayStation 3 through the PlayStation Plus, and there's this game called Horde, where you play a dragon and you gather up treasure and stuff like that, and my 7-year-old son is really into that, and he plays it all the time now whenever he gets the chance. And so yeah, I help him with his gaming when he needs help, but that's my extent of gaming this week. I hope to get some more in eventually, but right now just most of my geekiness was the, you know, doing those interviews and finishing my book, and maybe I'll do some gaming in the near future. So yeah, that's it for me pretty much. And let's go to our next segment of the show then, the Weekly Geek. This is the segment of the show where we talk about the geeky news of the week and the things that you should know. So Yeah, so there's plenty of news this week we could talk about.
Well, let's. I was going to say, let's talk with that. Start with that tech news about the iPhone 6.
Yeah, all the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus came out.
Don't sit on your iPhone 6 because it's not a Note 2. My Samsung Note. I've sat on this thing and like I swear I should have crunched it, and it's still a solid piece.
Besides that, though, like, why are you sitting on your phone in the first place?
I actually question those. I wonder if those iPhone 6 bending issues are faked.
It makes you wonder.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like, if you're dumb enough to sit on your phone, you're dumb enough, you deserve it to be broken.
Well, here's what's interesting about the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus is the new iOS 8.0.1 update came out.
Okay.
Which,
yeah.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I was going to say a quick Google of the iPhone bending. So the Apple spokeswoman Trudy Muller said that with normal use, a bend in iPhone is extremely rare. Through our first 6 days of sale, a total of 9 customers have contacted Apple with a bent phone.
Oh, okay. And that's like out of 10 million phones sold.
Yeah.
You're always going to have some sort of issue.
10 million, 9 people complained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that all those videos you're seeing are fake.
Yeah. Maybe
Photoshopped
or something.
Yeah, and that's one thing, but also Apple was having an issue with their new update for iOS 8.
Oh, yeah.
And
your iPhone 6 Plus turned into an iPad mini because you lost all service to make phone calls because of the new update. Everybody was basically going back into their settings, unlocking their phone, and reinstalling like iOS 7 so they could use their phone as a phone. Now at this point in time, I have not specifically heard whether or not they've done an update, but
they have. They fixed some stuff.
So they did fix that. See, I wasn't sure, but man, when it first came out, everybody was like, yeah, the new update. And of course, we all love updates, right? Everybody loves updates because that's the new, something new's coming out or fixes that, you know, of whatever was in the past. But this actually caused more problems, specifically, oddly enough, just for the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. It wasn't an issue for the 5, but for some reason, the 6, when they did the update, a lot of people, like there was a local radio show here in Salt Lake City where it's called The Browsers, and they basically talk tech news and the web and so forth. Around noon, and they spent about an hour, I swear, talking about how neither one of them can use their phones, and they both, during the show, had to basically break their phones. Well, not break it, but like, you know, unbrick their phone, because it turned it into basically it broke their phone. They both had to reinstall iOS 7 to get it running again. So hopefully they've gotten that fixed. So everybody out there, hold off on those updates unless you've gotten the thumbs up that they fixed that problem for your iPhone 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm still going to get one. I know they're...
Yeah.
I know people are like, ooh, it's 4 years behind the Galaxy Light.
No, it's not that far behind. But
so what?
I'm paying for the quality. If you enjoy iProducts, get iProducts. I have nothing against that. I personally don't use them because I've never used them. Not because I am necessarily anti-Apple.
Can you see how old and damaged mine is?
Yep.
See that giant black mark on it?
Yeah, nice.
The size of my thumb?
Yeah.
That's missing
Ryan,
glass.
Yeah, Ryan's showing us his broken iPhone, but it's still solid and working well.
Still functional.
Yeah, still works.
But yeah, I've
it
never
shocks
had
my face, though, when I answer
with
the phone.
iPhone stuff. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. For me,
so
not using Apple products is they're just more expensive for me personally, and so I just never dove into.
But if you get the Apple Care warranty,
yeah,
you can basically do anything you want to it, and they'll give you a new one.
Yeah, I've heard some interesting stories.
Like, sit on it.
And bend it. So yeah, if you have fear of that, get your Apple Care warranty.
There you go.
It's a little pricey, but you can bend it, and they will replace it.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some movies.
Movies.
Well, let's see. This week, what came out this week? There was...
The Maze Runner came out.
Maze Runner came out.
Yeah.
You know, oddly enough, a lot of...
I know you love your teeny bopper thingies, but I'm not interested.
Well, what's interesting, I was listening to some authors talk about this. I believe it was Brandon Sanderson and Brandon Mole were talking about Maze Runner.
Who also write teen novels.
Right. So they were talking about the book and how they're making a movie of it, and they both said, isn't it interesting how they both felt that the book would have made a better movie than a book? And now that the movie is out, you watch the movie and they go, this book was definitely designed to be a movie, because the book is kind of like, it's okay. But you can imagine, wow, as a movie, this thing would have rocked. And sure enough, apparently it's doing fairly well.
Yeah. So, but something that I put in the movie notes that I thought was really cool is there's a Indiegogo right now for an animated 2D animation for, it's called Hullabaloo. And what it is a lot of Disney animators got together and decided they wanted to try to, save 2D animation because they believe it's still a beautiful art that should be saved. Because most people are just doing, CGI and all that right now. But it's a short, and it's a steampunk theme, but it looks really cool. And now they're like almost 500% funded, and they have now they're going to do three short films, and they have full orchestration and all this stuff. But it looks really cool. So I put that in because I think it's something definitely worthy to back, and it looks lots of fun to me.
It looks like a fun show. The artwork looks amazing. I hope that it's – while artwork and music is amazing, what really counts in the end is it a good script? Can I fall in love with the characters? Can I follow a good story? Do I feel entertained in the end?
Yeah.
If you don't have a good script – it's not.
I'm hoping it will be good, and I imagine with them working with Disney, they know definitely what entertains at least.
You would hope so.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I put that because I thought it was something really cool, and that some people, if you're interested in 2D animation and interested in steampunk and other things like that, you should go check that out. So it's Hullabaloo. That's Hullabal. At Indiegogo.com.
So with the Deadpool movie, they finally threw out a date of, what was it, September 11th or September...
It's like July 11th? 2016. Yeah. I think.
I guess they finally decided, well, there was such an uproar when this supposed leaked video came out.
Yeah. Before we get like really into that, we'll talk about that. But like, the Deadpool movie also forced other movies to be on the back burners as well. They kind of talked like some of the movies got delayed, like the Fantastic Four movie got delayed because of this announcement.
Yeah,
and,
but we're talking, it's only a couple of months. It's not like...
Yeah. I mean, it's not huge or anything, but I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it won't be a big deal.
It's not a Braveheart delay.
Yeah.
it wasn't delayed an entire year secretly.
So, but no, the big huge thing about the Deadpool movie is, what is the Deadpool movie going to be rated? Now, I just want to say this, and then we can have our fun little talk about it. I don't think it's going to be rated R because it is a Disney affiliated franchise now.
What?
And Disney does not produce rated R movies.
Really? Is that?
Well, I'm actually going to strike that. Marvel might be owned by Disney, but Marvel is Marvel, and Marvel produces Marvel films. Films could be of any genre and any rating. If the Deadpool
Disney
movie,
doesn't own Marvel, they own Marvel Studios that produce the movies.
Correct, but just because there's an association there, and then they're part of that umbrella corporation, does not guarantee.
Okay, we'll see.
The way they're going to do it.
Disney owns Touchstone Pictures,
yeah,
and Buena Vista Pictures.
Correct.
Both companies make tons of rated R movies.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
Well, okay, let me go at this then. No, I have other reasons, too, to think that.
Because you desperately want
one.
To see it, and if it's
well,
rated
no.
R, you won't see it.
How about for marketing reasons, it will be also PG-13 because they want as many people to see it as possible.
I'll tell you what.
Because they want to market to a teen
if
audience.
If it's PG-13, it's going to fail.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got to be raunchy, it's got to be offensive, and it's got to be bloody and funny.
Yep.
If it doesn't have all those, it's going to suck.
If it doesn't, if it does not match the comic book and the graphic novels, the fans will be in such an uproar, it'll be the first Marvel flop.
No, it won't be an uproar, but for example, Deadpool is in the new Avengers. And, wait, is it the new Avengers or the Mighty Avengers? Mighty Avengers. Anyway, and because he's in the Avengers team, he's just kind of comedy relief. And if that's kind of the way that they're going in the comics, where he's no longer serious, he doesn't have a hard edge, he's just kind of comedy relief now, which maybe is because I see that a lot with, like, cosplayers are, you know, they just want to be, like, comedians with an anonymity, then if that's the direction they're going, then I can see that the movie would be, you know, PG-13. So I'm thinking about this and I'm going,
It could be.
They are making Deadpool a lot more tame in modern times.
Well, even the clip, that little demo clip that was leaked onto the internet, was PG-13.
It wasn't gory, and there wasn't a lot of swearing that I know of, noticed,
there,
that I remember.
I think there was any language, and it wasn't, there was no so, real blood.
Barry, you could be right now that I think about it. I'm like,
We're swaying ourselves.
I'm secretly sending you my mind messages.
So, you know, I want everybody else out there who's listening to give us your two cents. Do you think it'll be PG-13, or do you think they'll go for the hard R?
So, and it's what you think, not what you want. How about that? And you can tell us what you want, too.
It's like, what?
All right.
They've also other comic book movie news is that the Suicide Squad is going to get a movie now.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
When the New 52 Suicide Squad started, it was actually kind of a cool idea that they'll have bombs implanted in their heads, and
they're going to die.
Forced to work for the government. If they don't do that, then their heads will blow up. And so that's interesting. That could take a movie somewhere. But the comic, I kind of stopped reading it after like 10 issues or so. So I really don't know what's happening since then. So
yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting that they're wanting to. And we saw this. We see this with the Spider-Man franchise movies as well. Is that they want to do villain movies, so to speak. And granted, the Suicide Squad is kind of like they're kind of more anti-heroes now because they're forced to be.
Right.
But then you also have the Spider-Man movies. We know that the Sinister Six movies coming out. It's all about the villains.
You know, it's
so
it's interesting because they have also tried that out in comic books. Well, obviously, Suicide Squad is a comic book, but like I said before, I was reading the Infinity series, and there is the Infinity Heist miniseries. There was like 4 issues, and it's basically about villains and doing villainy thingies during this whole Infinity story. Well, you know, they're
being... We are villains and we do villainy thingies.
Well, they're B-rate villains, but they're serious about their, you know, getting money the easy way. So it's just interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So, something that I saw, and I wanted to ask you, Ryan, since you are kind of our comic expert at this moment. I put this in the show notes. It's called Breath of Bones, and they're making an adaptation from the comic book, and it's from Dark Horse Comics, and it was a little mini series. Have you heard anything about or read any of that?
No, but if it's, you know, a mini series, there's so many that Dark Horse Comics does, so no. Uh-oh. Never heard of it.
Okay. But well, I just thought it looked interesting.
Graphic novels, you know, are excellent source material for movies nowadays. So, they have been for ever.
So, did you see that PlayStation TV is out?
Yeah!
Go get your PlayStation TV adapter.
Apple's been doing this for
some
years.
Reason.
Well, I know. Apple has the Apple TV, but, you know, for those of you that want a streaming device, but this doesn't just stream, you know, your videos and everything. This will allow you to stream and play your video games on another TV as well.
Yeah, I'm not exact. Who uses that? I mean, seriously.
Like, who would use that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I saw the commercials. It's like two older guys are being bothered by their little brother, and so they go into a different room and do it. That was the commercial for it. But I'm like, really? I just don't understand. Maybe I'm old. Am I old?
No. But
we all are.
Sony is, they're known for bringing out extra things so that people will buy it, essentially.
They like their peripherals.
Companies do that, but yeah, I don't see it.
I'm not getting it.
A big thing. And it's funny, I'm sure John is listening right now, and he's like, I totally want one!
Well,
what are you guys talking about?
Or he's, you know,
well,
cursing
he has
because
play
we don't
on.
Know anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, he has Play On, which he pretty much gets everything he needs from that anyway.
Yeah. Feature to it would be the whole, you know, play your PlayStation on multiple TVs.
Sure. Well, yeah. So that's the only thing I can see, because my computer does everything that the PlayStation TV does already.
Yeah.
And wirelessly. It's all wirelessly. I can watch anything. I can, you know, read comic books on my TV if I want. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but it's, you know,
it's just another streaming device. It's going to stream over 20 different channels.
More revenue going
you know,
to
it's gonna have
well,
like,
Sony.
Is
it
going to
be
Sony movies and stuff
see,
like that?
If it's going to be
stuff.
Like the Roku, if you're familiar with that, which allows you to stream, you know, internet stuff onto your TV. If it does that, then I can see the appeal. But there's been no mention of that to my knowledge.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because they also were talking about using the PlayStation TV device to stream video games, maybe. So people who don't have a PlayStation can stream PlayStation games.
Pay for a service and stream games.
So those who don't have a PlayStation and get the PlayStation Now service can get the PlayStation TV
Just
service.
Go buy a PlayStation.
It's, you know, it's the same thing. Well,
Let's
it reminds
stop
me of
talking about this.
It
so
reminds
dumb.
Me of the Steam Machine. You know, the Steam Machine, the you know, what
sure.
that Steam
yeah,
put out?
Yeah. Why?
Who would get why? Right? I think it's just one of those things that they put out there and they're like, this is cheap to make, let's go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what we'll see what comes of it.
But more in kind of gaming news, So Blizzard cancels Titan.
I didn't even know they were working on this. So
yeah.
Oh well, I mean, it's a big deal for a lot of people that have been anticipating it. People were sad over it, but it's also kind of a cool little nod to Blizzard saying that, like, they can recognize that it's not going to work, and so they're going to just stop, be like, yeah, we invested all this time and money into it. It's not going to work, so we're just going to ditch
it. But did they? That's the question.
I'm sure they did, but, it's just...
Yeah, they announced yesterday that it canceled.
Yeah.
Or the 24th.
Nobody really knows a lot about what it was, and so it's just like saying, "Hey, we were working on this project. It was kind of going to be like maybe a first-person shooter MMO, kind of like Destiny, supposedly."
Yeah, and that's really what it sounded like, because there was an article on Kotaku that they said they spoke with some people that, you know, anonymous people from Blizzard, because they weren't supposed to talk about it, but. Basically, the way that they were describing it and the article was reading to me was that essentially it was Destiny by Blizzard.
Yeah.
That's really what it sounded like.
They've been working on this for years,
and it doesn't surprise me that they're canceling it, because it should have come out this year.
Yeah.
If they wanted to beat any competitive.
But they said it was like 7 years. They've been working on it for like 7 years.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, they had definitely lost their window of opportunity with that.
Going over to Destiny for a second, they patched the loot cave.
The loot cave
is no more. All you people who want your purple drop items are no longer going to get them unless you work for hours and hours.
You actually work for it.
Well, it's interesting that a lot of people have been complaining that they're like, the drop rates are worse than a Korean RPG. And for those who have played Korean RPGs, they are notoriously difficult.
World of Warcraft used to have rare stuff, and now World of Warcraft is basically just easy mode MMO.
Yeah.
It's still fun, but there's no challenge.
My opinion is people have been conditioned to not have to try hard to get the hard stuff.
Entitlement.
Yes, they are.
We live in the age of entitlement, and even in video games, people feel they should be entitled to these things without working for it.
I've been playing this for 10 hours. I should have all the best stuff by now. Really? Really?
Well, they use the excuse that, you know, your regular person goes to his job and has kids and comes home and only has, like John, he can't spend 10 hours playing a game. And so they try to make it fun for the 30 minutes that you do play. And Koreans will play video games until they die.
Literally.
Okay. So it's a whole different culture. You can't really
send your hate mail to theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com.
I can just imagine walking up to the Golden Gate. So how did you die? I died by gaming. How do you do that? I didn't eat, sleep, or go to the bathroom for 5 days and died at my computer. Maybe you should go to a different gate. You know, there's like...
hardcore.
Yeah, the new definition of hardcore gamer.
That's right.
All right, so what do we got? What else? TV?
Scratch and Sniff Comics.
What? Oh.
That's nothing new, but it is new for Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure, why not? That sounds fun. You know, they explored the gold embossed covers and the hologram covers. Why not a Scratch and Sniff comic book?
I'm sure Scratch and Sniff has been out there. It was really popular in the 80s. Why not? You know?
Well, it's like 3D. 3D TV. 3D movies used to be, you know, they've been around for decades. But the technology is finally to the point where it's actually decent and cool. In fact, I have a 3D television right over there.
And you love it.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
But no, I thought it was fun more than anything
else.
Sure.
Well, that's Harley Quinn. It should be fun.
And it was an appropriate choice of comic to kind of launch that with. So, yeah.
Justice League animated series.
Yeah, the monsters and Heroes?
Yeah, let's. I hope that this is good, because DC needs something. I mean, they're lacking in everything.
Well, but they're about to dominate TV all over the place.
Well, yeah, but it's not really the characters. It's like a weird TV version of the characters.
Well, it's interesting because...
even though they're popular, like the Arrow, you know.
Yeah.
But the Green Arrow in the comic book, well, the new 52 version, I hate him, but the old, you know, Queen...
sometimes I wonder if they made the new 52 just to piss everybody off for a few years, and then they'll reboot.
Batman.
Well, the new 52 is actually... there's a lot of rumors going around that there's going to be a new another crisis event.
Futures End just started.
Well, yeah, I think they did it to stir the pot, really.
Well,
because
that's why they do it every decade. Of course. You know, and Marvel's doing it right now with making Thor a female.
Absolutely. Yeah, with like the change to the Avengers. Absolutely.
And it happens. These things, they have to, you know, go their course, and then they turn into something else, and then they're like, ooh, we planned this all along.
Yeah.
Which they probably did.
No. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
They just do it by the seat of their pants.
These are the same people
that hire Rob Liefeld to do comics for them. These people do not plan for the future.
Oh, man.
All right.
You know, I was going to say one last thing is, you know, you guys, we posted that Final Fantasy, I got to go to Final Fantasy, I'm sorry, the Final Fantasy 15 trailer, which looked really cool, but what was funny is the picture of the crew in that Cadillac or their car, kind of looking at the One Direction, everybody started using that cutout and started making memes. And, you know, we're like, they were driving through McDonald's. They were driving through this. They were, you know, it's like their drive-thru.
It's because that's basically what Sony did, is they cut and pasted their own video. I mean, it was obviously cut and pasted. And it was just like, really? I mean, really? You couldn't have done, you couldn't have just waited and done something better.
It'll be interesting, but they were so funny. You should check them out just because you know, it's getting more publicity than some of their past Final Fantasy games, which is interesting to point out, though.
Yeah, they're like,
internet's
Final Fantasy's
fickle.
Back!
The internet's fickle.
Like, yeah,
one
the internet is fickle.
The next day, you're hated.
You mean I can't believe things on the internet?
I believe everything I read on the internet. What are you talking about?
Everything has truth, right? Yeah. Right?
Enough news. Let's go to... Geeky trivia!
And since John's not here, woo! He usually does that.
He does the woo.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, this is going to be...
You're doing it at work.
This is going to be short.
Short.
But
short
it's
trivia.
Going to be a speed round.
Speed round.
I'm going to read these off as very quickly, and you're going to have to... tell the answer, and I'm going to go do it really fast. This is a speed round Geeky Trivia. Okay. Topic is movie quotes.
Oh.
So I will read the quote, and you tell me the movie. You get
okay.
it?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm
ready. Oh, I thought that was a movie person. Quote. I was like, ah.
No.
I was like.
Here we go. Here's the first one. And these are all, because it's, these are all, you'll know all of these. And so that's why I'm going to go fast, all right?
Popular.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Right.
Gary. You shall not pass.
Gandalf.
No,
Lord of the Rings. Fellowship of the Ring.
Ah, dang it.
Yep, Barry. I'll be back.
Terminator. Two.
Barry. he says it in all of them, doesn't he? Luke, I am your father.
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Come on, Michael. It's only a flesh wound.
Monty Python and Search for the Holy Grail.
I'll just
have fun storming the castle.
Princess Bride.
That was actually a tie. I'll give you both one.
Okay.
Try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
Return of the Jedi. Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
Empire Strikes Back.
Dang it.
E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home.
E.T.
I'll give you both points. I'll give you both points. Take your stinking paws off me, you blank dirty ape.
Planet of the Apes.
I said blank because of... Because of Barry.
Because of...
It's a quote. You could have said it. I wouldn't mind.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You just don't want Space Odyssey.
Ooh, Michael. I will take the ring to Mordor, although I do not know the way.
Fellowship of the Ring.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what that is? A virus. Human
Matrix.
Beings. Yes.
Dang it.
Mom, Dad, it's evil. Don't touch it.
Time Bandits.
Time Bandits. Yes.
Good job.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Blade Runner.
Ships on... Yes.
Oh, good job.
Love that show.
Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah.
That's a tie. Well, I'll give it to Michael.
Pity point.
What do you mean, an African or European swallow?
A Mighty Python in search for the holograph.
Yeah. Speak, friend, and enter.
Fellowship of the Ring.
Yes. You got a lot of fellowships on here for some reason.
Yeah.
What is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of the women. Anyway, I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Terminator 2.
Terminator 1, actually.
Oh, like, it's the exact same situation in 2.
Is it? Maybe it's 2, whatever. Now that I think about it, you get points.
Yeah.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Back to the Future, for 2. Nope, first one, at the end. End of the first one.
Good, bad, I'm the guy with the gun.
Oh. Firefly, Serenity.
No.
Good, bad,
I'm the gun.
I know this.
He's only got one hand, and a chainsaw is on it.
Evil Dead.
Oh, Army of Dectus.
Yes. Bad. I'm not going to give you anything for those. So say we all.
Dang it.
So say we all. Yes.
Capricorn.
Why don't you smegging well smeg off, you annoying little smegging smegger smegger.
Red Dwarf.
Yeah. I'm almost done reading. I read those, but I'm almost done watching all those.
Don't call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight god blob of grease.
Oh.
Are you serious?
I can't think of it.
That's C-3PO, dude, from Star Wars.
Thank you. Gosh.
My bad. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Not Judge Dredd. No, RoboCop. Oh my gosh.
Yes, RoboCop. Stop trying to hit me and hit me.
Rocky? No. Fight Club? No. No.
Stop trying. Do you really think that's air you're breathing?
Oh, Matrix.
Thank you. Gosh darn it.
Right. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future?
Is everything heavy in the future?
God creates dinosaurs. God destroys dinosaurs. God
Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Of course, dinosaurs.
Now I'm standing. Happy, we're all standing now. A bunch of jackasses standing in a circle.
Oh, that sounds familiar, too.
South Park. I don't know.
Guardians of the Galaxy, dude.
Only shot once.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I've knocked out Adolf Hitler over 200 times.
Captain America.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, lady, I only speak two languages, English and bad English.
Fifth Element.
Yes.
Man.
Oh, the white rabbit.
Matrix. Matrix, yeah. Gee, Barry, he's just crushing me.
Mood is a thing for cattle and love play.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm getting all the 80s shows, and Barry is getting all, like, the 90s shows and everything.
It'll be a slaughter. That's the spirit. No, my slaughter.
Last Starfighter.
Yes. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Conan.
Close.
No.
Same actor.
If it.
Oh, Predator. Yes.
You get a 0.5 for that because I gave you a hint. That's my secret. I'm always angry.
Avengers. Avengers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Negative, I am a meat popsicle.
A Fifth Element.
That's right.
They mostly come out at night.
Aliens.
Mostly. To prevent war, the galaxy is on Orion's belt.
Men in Black.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And that is Geeky Trivia!
Yeah!
Woo!
Go
score here.
Oh, he stomped me.
I want to hear it.
All
right. Say it!
Mike has 16. Barry has...
34.
22.
22. Yeah! Woo!
Geeky Trivia. Nice. All right. We'd like to thank Alpha Geek Radio for the live stream. We'd like to thank Doghouse Systems for their affiliate. I have a Doghouse system, and it's amazing. It's fast. It's just everyone should go check it out. If you use the code CLOSETGEEK, you get double the RAM on your order for free. And also, don't forget to use our Amazon affiliate link on our website. Thank you for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net on all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter. You can email us all your questions at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. Come and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.